This lovely lady in the studio was scammed out of almost $1 million. And it could happen to anyone. It could happen to your parents. It could happen to you.
Yeah.
We're going to figure out how to not let that happen to us.
Right.
Jackie Crenshaw's in studio. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
My heart breaks for you.
Yeah.
So let's set this up before you go on this dating app. Can you lean into the mic, please?
Sure.
Yeah, thank you. Were you divorced? Were you ever married?
No.
No?
I'm single.
Never married. Single?
Yeah. I had actually never been on a dating site, and a friend of mine talked about this website. It was called BLK, that kind of catered to African-American, you know, whatever.
Singles,
so,
yeah.
Yeah. So I figured... First, I was reluctant because I was like, that's just not my thing. But then we went on. She helped me build a profile. And I went on, and not even a day, I got a couple of responses. And this particular person, I was like, wow, he has really pretty eyes. So I reached out, and he reached out back. And we started conversating and talking. And after learning what happened to me, there's something called love bombing.
What happened to you?
What happened to me?
Yeah.
So, and people think I had like a bag of $1 million and just gave it over. But this was a
No. Oh. But what happened? Did something bad happen to you where you thought, let me go on this site and you were
No, I wasn't even lonely. It was, you know, I've been in radiology for 40 years. I'm a manager. I manage 55 women. So you can imagine what that's like.
Yeah.
So busy.
Not easy. No.
You know,
I can't
work
even
long.
Manage one. I mean, she's managing me.
Yeah.
But, you know,
yeah.
She lets me think I'm managing her.
That's it.
But, you know, working
right,
long
so you're
days.
You're a smart, educated woman.
Yep.
You're not lonely. You didn't go through a devastating divorce.
No.
Your husband didn't die tragically.
No.
You're not vulnerable. You're fine.
Yeah.
I was.
All your friends are like, you should be dating someone.
And that's been for years.
Okay.
I mean, last serious relationship was probably 15 years ago, and that was for 10 years. So,
and you're completely over it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're fine.
Exactly.
So your friends say, you got to go on this.
So I figured, you know, I'd give it a try. And again, I didn't know what to expect. So, you know, we're conversating, and he suggests, oh, you know, let's get off the platform. Your email, you start exchanging information. And that's, again, I guess the first thing I would tell everyone.
It's a bad thing, but, you know, I've done that. I've been on a dating app.
Uh-huh.
And once you feel a connection,
yep.
You're like, yeah, let's get off this thing.
Yeah.
Let's be one-on-one.
Right.
So, and that's a big thing. And I wish there was, like, if there was, you know, a warning to say, please be careful when you get off the
platform.
Proceed
with caution, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Because I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So rapidly, love bombing, making plans for the future. And I think one of the things that happened during that time is I was sent a $100,000 check. Okay.
But what happened between, like, let's get off the platform to the $100,000 check?
So
how does he convince you? How does he get in there that fast to convince you this is a real thing?
Well, so kind of just never forceful, but, oh, did you, you know, as far as making our future, did you know about crypto? And I was kind of reading about it. I saw it kind of in the news where, you know, someone was against it. Now they're for it.
Yeah. Right.
And you know how, you know, it takes the kind of middleman out and us regular people could actually make some money.
Yeah.
You know, and it was like, I wasn't broke. I wasn't desperate. I didn't need who doesn't want more money?
Of course. Yeah.
So I figured, oh, okay, I'll start. Not even small, because the starting was the $40,000 that I took from my 401k.
Before this happened, was he asking you how financially...
Well, no. Once I got off the platform, that's what I'm saying. They can Google you. They can tell what property you own, where you work, what your job is, and kind of even figure out what maybe your financial situation is.
Right.
Just from getting the information off of the, you know, Google.
Right. Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right. So the first, you guys, how long has it been since you got off the platform to where he starts asking you for money?
Well, it was about 2 months, but at the same time asking me for money, I received the $100,000 check, supposedly for our future. So I told my friend, and I'm like, I don't know about this. Could be fraud. I go, think I'm doing the right thing. I go to my local police department and... basically blown off. I'm like, I don't know. But in hindsight, I wouldn't even be sitting here talking to you if they took 5-10 minutes to the woman's name was on the check directed to me. And I was asked the scammer, you know, why is she giving you this money? He was in construction or he stole someone's whole Facebook character as a construction person and that she had done work for her. So, you know, okay. So I go to the police and they're, you know, they really just blow me off. And that was June of 2023. So again, the flip side of why I'm doing this is to educate police and others because they didn't know what to do.
Yeah, right.
So they blew me off. Like I said, if they had called, she lives in Vero Beach, Florida. If they called the Vero Beach police and said, hey, I have one of my residents here that has a check from one of your residents. Why don't you go knock on her door and see what's going on? But none of that
and
happened.
There was no way for you to do that?
No, I tried to Google her and I didn't, you know, nothing. All my Googles were unsuccessful because I did the reverse image of the picture I had. But so, you know, okay, that goes on. So I get the check and I deposit it. And it wasn't even urgency of like, oh, what are you going to do? But it's like, oh, we should invest it in crypto. So there was a second person that was supposedly a broker.
So that $100,000 was from someone he scammed?
Yes.
Wow.
I found that out a year later.
Right, it would have stopped right there.
It would have. But a year later, and I have to give a shout out to the AARP and Detective Matt Hogan of the state police, because they're the reason I'm here. That gave me the courage. But yeah, Matt told me a year later with his, you know, detective work that that woman sent two people $100,000 thinking that they told her I was an investor.
Oh,
oh boy.
So that's how the check came with my name, $100,000. So it sat for a while, probably a month and a half. Then it's, you know, I'm told how to wire transfer is the first thing. Then you buy Bitcoin. Then you go to this Exodus wallet. So that Exodus wallet.
When Bitcoin's been explained to me, I was
Exodus
like, yeah,
wallet,
I don't
which I'm thinking my money is safe, but when it's in that wallet, it's gone.
It's gone.
But I was getting false statements from this coin cluster. Even the state police, no one could believe it was fake. That's how authentic it was. So it's funny because, you know, after all of this, when they traced one wallet to Singapore and another one to Nigeria, and I was like, wow, I really stepped in international doo-doo.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. That's what
I'm gonna say. Yeah. And I mean, I'm a fighter. So if I just shriveled and didn't come out of the shadows, they win.
Yeah. Yeah.
So again, this was a year stretched out. Money was coming back and forth.
That's the hook.
Yes.
Yeah. When you hear the headline, how could she be so dumb to send $1 million to a stranger she met on the internet?
Yeah.
No, there was money coming your way.
Yeah.
That's how they hooked you in.
That year, I had an $80,000 60th birthday party. He had sent me $16,000 twice and all these other little things. Again, when I got home from work, if I was tired or whatever, I had DoorDash at my door.
Nice.
And the worst thing that really angers me is we prayed together every morning.
Oh.
So how could you, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Scam artist.
You got some problems later on, that's for sure.
That's bad karma.
Yes.
Can't wait to get started. Excuse me, stop in line for a second.
That was the most devastating. So they definitely, you know, go for your trust and just, you know, always one step ahead.
Man.
Because I did think I was, you know, one of the sharper tacks in the box.
And no doubt. You're a manager.
Thinking that this couldn't happen. But also going through this, I didn't see anyone who looked like me to say this happened to them, which where you can see statistically billions of dollars are lost.
Wow.
And the one thing, like people ask, I don't even know where the strength comes from, but I don't want this to happen to anyone else. Or if someone thinks they're being scammed now, call the state police, because people are mortified and embarrassment. But I didn't do anything wrong. They really called me Betty by the book.
Yeah.
But I didn't do anything wrong. So I had to keep telling myself that. So going from victim to hopefully survivor.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a tough thing to come out and say someone got you like that.
Yeah. And it was a cumulative of things like in your credit cards. It's just like just everything you could think of. And yeah, I refinanced my home.
What point did the money stop coming your way and it was just going one direction?
Well, no, it continued, but June
but
of 2024.
He scammed from other people.
Exactly.
So it was never, he was risking any money.
Correct.
Yeah.
June of 2024, a month before this 60th birthday party that's basically almost paid for, I get a call from the same police department that I went to telling me that they received an anonymous call. How do you call a police department anonymous?
Right.
First of all,
yeah.
That someone stated that they felt sorry for me because I was being scammed. So when I got that call, I was like, no, but like the earth fell beneath me. I sat for like 2 hours and was like,
this is before the birthday party.
Yes. Yes. And I was frozen.
How much money had you sent out at this point?
Oh, I
that you thought was invested.
403B, part some, you know, HELOC, which is home equity. So about $700,000.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah. And what we're still, because I don't have the means for an attorney, they were able to, with getting my information, like put these checks against all my credit cards and, you know, like if I had a $30,000 limit, how are you letting $100,000 come in?
Right. Right.
And they were taking it out.
Uh-huh.
So I just was finding out I was getting denial letters after that, you know, probably started in July. So I had 130 guests. No one knew anything. I only told my niece and my two nieces that knew. But the other good part is I had a lot of support and, you know, there wasn't any shaming. Because once I, you know, I didn't know what to do. And I tried the IC3, which is the FBI, got no response. But I finally called the state police because I went back to this same police department the next day after they called me and I said, yeah, I think I am being scammed. They overwhelmed me with wanting me to catalog all these, the wallets and all this stuff that was, I was still in shock. So eventually I called the state police and Matt was so funny. It was so dramatic because I went to Best Buy and got a C drive with everything on my phone because he was trying to get me to erase it. And I said I did, but I didn't.
Uh-huh.
Which some people do.
Yeah.
So there wasn't a trace, but it took 6 hours to get like 15,000 emails.
That much stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I brought that in a suitcase of emails to the state police barracks in Meriden, and they kind of went through everything, but they didn't make me feel embarrassed or that I did anything wrong.
No.
Right.
So from there on, you know, I guess, you know, because I have a gun permit, the Department of Social Services paid me a visit. But again, because I had just turned 60, so I'm now a senior citizen, which was a good thing on this end, to do a wellness check. Because if you read across the world, people have taken their lives for less.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
That's true.
Less money.
Yeah.
You know, so that I never had that thought. I just got into fight mode. And AARP, the state police gave me the number and I got in touch with them. And the Connecticut AARP has been unbelievable. And they asked me, you know, you got to tell your story. And I was like, do I have to show my face?
Yeah, that's it's embarrassing.
Yeah. So once I said yes, I never looked back. And that's how I eventually met Attorney General Tong, who we were doing he was doing a thing for seniors at the Derby Senior Center. So he did his presentation and I told my story. The poor seniors were crying. They felt so bad for me.
Yeah.
But he then said, I want her. We got to get the word out. And that's how the public service announcement came about.
That's what an amazing story.
Yeah.
You guys were talking on the phone and were you planning a future together?
Oh, yeah. And there were supposedly visits and every time there was some excuse. And, you know, and like I said,
were there little red flags going off?
A little busy, but, you know, I'm just saying.
But there's money coming your way.
Yep, excited.
Seeing statements.
Yeah, planning a party and these statements. Fine. And it's just like, and there were like
was
two
Was he supposed
friends.
To go to the party?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was coming, yeah.
Yeah. So I had to, and I just made the best of it.
Yeah.
Because no one knew.
And they're not going to catch this person, right? And
no.
This person's probably part of an elaborate operation.
Like I said, when they, you know, traced the wallets to Singapore and Nigeria. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, that's, man, what a bummer.
Right.
And then how are you? I'm guessing your credit's destroyed.
From 800 to 450. Yeah. And, you know, I'm probably going to lose my home. But
800 is a really high credit score, by the way.
Like I said, Betty,
and no one gets 850.
Betty, yeah. By the book, I worked hard for 40 years, you know, and I'm not going to get that money back. But I just look at the glass half full.
Yeah.
And I just say,
you got your health.
I guess God picked me. And that's a perfect example because I do work at a cancer hospital.
Yeah.
So I say health is wealth.
Yeah.
You know, you can have all the money in the world, and if you don't have your health, it doesn't matter.
My wife's a cancer nurse, and she sees people who is rich as F, but, you know, they don't have their health.
Yeah.
And they would
give
everything to have that health.
Right.
So, and I think it's just important. People, you know, they're going to judge you because all the, you know, this has been a year and a half, and the article came out with the PSA, and, you know, people make nasty comments and they assume, but I don't look at the comments and I want to get the word out to people. If there's people out there it's happening to right now, don't be embarrassed. Just think about my life has to get better. You know,
yeah.
It's been a hard time. I have a therapist, you know, I have people I can talk to, and again, the support and the non-judgment from my friends and family.
Right. Well, there are, scams I heard of that were, you know, not nearly as elaborate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you know, they thrive on seniors because there's this lonely factor. And not that you were,
right.
But, you know, they thrive on these people because they just trust humans.
Exactly.
And they get your trust because I felt like it was just peeling back the onion. He was a widow with two kids, and I don't have any children. And
was he sending you pictures of the kids?
Oh, God, yes.
Everything.
Everything.
Yep.
Well, you're a very, very strong lady. Thanks for coming and telling your story.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah.
Again, if anyone, I think there's on the website the AARP number with fraud fighters, and I'll just continue to fight.
Keep us posted. And anytime we could be a megaphone for you, please don't hesitate.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Yeah. Jackie Crenshaw. Thank you for what you do with the healthcare.
Thank you.
Jackie Crenshaw just in the studio. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, talking about how she was scammed out of almost $1 million. And when you hear the headline, you think, all right, well, what are you thinking?
Yeah.
When you hear the story
how it unfolded.
Of how they did it.
Yeah.
That's maniacal.
Yeah.
Evil.
They really worked. Like, this guy worked his way in.
Yeah.
Slowly.
It's terrible.
Sent her money.
Yeah.
Sent her elaborate statements. This was,
full
this is a machine somewhere in the world that all they do is this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They wake up in the morning.
That's their
this
job.
This is what they do.
Yep.
Scamming people.
Yep.
It's gross.
Terrible.
I wish we can, you know, find that little base of operation and just send a tomahawk over.
That work. Nice.
Boomp.
Yeah. I want to watch.
I mean, they have zero regard for any humanity, so.
Right.
No soul whatsoever.
He was praying with her.
Yeah.
Sending pictures of his, quote, of children.
Yeah.
Saying they're his children.
That's going to bite him in the ass later on in life. Yeah. Wait till you die, pal. Can't scam up above.
Yeah, not soon enough.
You're going down, literally.
Dan Shea is here. What were you talking? You were talking about some scamming story?
Oh, yeah. I just saw a video the other day of this woman. She was in a 7-Eleven in front of they have those like Bitcoin ATMs.
There's a Bitcoin ATM.
Seriously?
Yeah, you can put in cash and it turns into like Bitcoin and you can send it all around. And they had this old lady on a phone like, oh, yeah, just put all your cash and send us some Bitcoin. And the cops were at the ATM being like, hey, hang up the phone. You're being scammed.
Oh.
It's like, no, it's fine. No,
hang
up the phone.
That's what we're talking about right now.
Scammed.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Bitcoin, man. I don't dig that. I don't think that at all. And it's funny because everybody who urges me to do Bitcoin, it's like, oh, you got to do it. I'm like, all right, do me a favor. Give me $1,000. I'll invest in Bitcoin.
And then I'll pay you back.
When I get $1,000, I'll pay you back. Right, so far, not one person
not
has
one
done
person.
If it's such a sure thing, then why won't you give me the money?
Right. Why wouldn't you bet on this?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's my proof right there.
Right. Have you ever been scammed?
Yeah, once I said I do.
It doesn't look like anyone wants to share scamming stories here. It's tough. It's embarrassing.
I mean, I think we're scamming them.
We're not scamming you. We really want scamming stories.
Go ahead. I dare you. Call
in.
I dare you. Call in.
Just give us the last four digits of your social.
Right.
203-882-9757. There are these AI calls now.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Yeah, when they call my house, they go, oh, never mind, we saw your bank account.
Yeah, people don't call and try to scam you.
Is this AJ? Yeah, no. You haven't lived, you heard a robotic voice go, no.
No.
Now. Right. Get the F out of here.
No, they're very scary now. Yeah. The AI calls, especially, they call as children. I've had my mother-in-law, I've had a very close friend have these calls. One, my friend had a call from a girl and said, Mom, I was in a car accident. And like she was buying it.
Yeah.
And it was her voice.
Yeah.
They sampled her voice from her Facebook page.
Yeah. Eesh.
Think about that.
Yep.
Your child calls you. It's her on the phone.
Right.
Saying she's been in a car accident. I need money.
This is why I christened all mine.
And while she's on the phone with, quote, her daughter, she texts her daughter. It's like, is this you?
Yeah.
It's like, no.
Ha.
Like, man,
you know,
that's...
if you only use this intelligence you have for something good, you're obviously very smart
right.
at doing
These
stuff.
People are willing to work hard.
Yeah.
They're innovative. Like, to help the planet.
Do it towards the good part.
Yeah.
Do it towards the good part.
Yeah.
Exactly. Barb and Shelton.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
If this is you. Yeah.
Morning, guys.
Hey, is this Barb?
If this really is you.
I'm a little nervous. Never called in on a radio show before.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Well, I listen to you guys every morning. So, it was Facebook Marketplace, and I was selling this vintage patio set for $800. So I got a guy who said he wanted to buy it, but he was traveling. So he was going to send some movers to pick it up. And he sent me a cashier's check for $1,200, all right, which was, you know, big clue number one.
Yeah.
So what he said was that I should cash the check, keep the $800, the other $400 to these movers, which I had to meet in Bridgeport. I had to meet them somewhere in Bridgeport.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm in payroll. I deal a lot with checks and things like that. So I called the bank that this cashier's check was drawn on because I know what happens. You put the cashier's check in, they're going to give you, your bank is going to give you credit immediately, you know, for the $1,200.
Until they figure it out. And then, then you're screwed.
Later, they're going to find out that it's a bad check.
They're going to hang you for it.
And then they hang you for it. They take it out of your account. You know, meanwhile, you've given away $400 in cash and the patio set.
But what a brilliant scam, if you think about it. Here's a cashier's check.
Yeah.
I need the $400 for the movers of this thing.
This is elaborate.
Right.
Right.
Got some thought process.
Right. Very elaborate. Very elaborate. You know, we're not going to come to your house, meet you in Bridgeport. Where probably there was no cameras or anything, you know, someplace like that.
So you figured it out, or did you get scammed?
I figured it out.
Nah, because you're familiar with checks,
Boom.
Yeah, I actually sent the check to the bank in Maine that it was drawn on, and there is an actual account. So I don't know what they did afterwards. They wouldn't tell me. But I'm sure that there was an investigation.
That's
anyway, Facebook Marketplace, I got to tell you, you can find so many good things on there,
but
there are so many scammers. There's so many scammers. They want your phone number all the time. Give me your phone number. Oh, you know, I'll text you. It's like, no, I don't deal with a phone number. I deal through Messenger. This is the way we go with Facebook.
Yep.
You know, I don't know what they do with a phone number, but I think they use it to start new fake accounts. And whenever I'm trying to sell something and somebody's interested in it, I go to their profile page. And if there's nothing on it, like right. they just joined,
yeah.
all right.
That tells you
nope, I'm yeah. not dealing with you. I don't even respond to you anymore.
Yeah, I sell things on Facebook, also on Marketplace twice. Both times, though, it's cash.
Yeah.
I don't want no check. It's cash only. You own cash? Bye.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cash.
Right. All right,
if you can write a check, you
yeah.
can get the cash.
Yep.
Right.
Just
exactly.
get the cash, man.
Yep.
Right.
I want cash.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And but the cashier's check, that was a new one because they're generally pretty safe. But, you know, in my journey through my work, I had found out that cashier's checks aren't safe.
Man, yeah.
you know,
how many people fell for that, though, you know?
I don't even know this cashier.
Right.
All right, Bob. Thank you.
All right.
Was that register
You're
three?
Welcome.
Yeah, they would have got me. I thought a cashier's check was cash.
Yeah.
I thought it was.
That's what cash in.
I thought
cash,
it was already paid.
It's cash here.
Cash here.
I know those words.
Right.
No, they would have got me.
My ears perked right up. Cash here.
Talking about scams. Jeff in Guilford.
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How we doing in there?
I don't know
good,
yet.
Thank you.
Pretty good. So I was kind of the original scam. I had gone to the Yankees victory parade probably early 2000s, and I was with my father, and we were walking through the streets, and of course my eye got caught by the three-card Monty guy, and here I am playing three-card Monty. Everyone's yelling at me which card to pick. I lose, and I kind of look back at my dad with puppy dog eyes going, I know it. I got this one. I got this one. So he begrudgingly gives me another $20, and magically, I was wrong again. So quickly, I learned right from there not to trust anyone, and kind of those street games probably weren't legit.
Yeah, and your dad learned something too. My son's stupid.
Yeah, and I guarantee that was a story back at the workshop. My yeah. dumb son, yeah.
Oh, boy. I'm sorry, man.
It's good to learn that at a young age not to trust people,
it
though.
Is,
and
yeah.
it only costs you, well, your dad, 40 yep. bucks.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But it was a life lesson to always double-check and second-guess everybody those
verify,
times.
Verify,
so.
Verify, verify.
Yep.
I got scammed out of a 20 at the radio station. I was doing the overnights. We had security cameras everywhere, and somebody came up, and he looked like he was a little bit in distress. So I buzzed him into the lobby, which was another locked area that I could communicate with him. And so I buzzed him into the lobby. I'm like, what's up? He's like, hey, man, I just ran out of gas. I'm trying to get home to my kid, this and that. So I walk him out $20. He's like, I'll come back tomorrow and pay you.
Yeah.
He comes back tomorrow, the next day. I'm like, here he is.
Nice.
I buzz him in. I'm
oh
like, here's my 20. He has another story.
Oh.
He needs another 20.
You want to buy my kid?
I'm like get out of here.
Only $40 for the kid.
I ordered this burger from Wendy's. They had mayonnaise. I specifically said no mayonnaise.
Yeah, I forgot. I should have remembered the second story because the second story has to be better than the first
it
one.
It can't
yeah.
just be gas again. It's no. like, no.
Now it has to be more elaborate.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Wow. Appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.
You too. Thank
All
you.
Right. Jackie Crenshaw, very brave lady, came
yeah.
in and told her story getting scammed, and she's walking around making sure it doesn't happen to somebody
exactly.
else.
Exactly.
Got a lot of emails from tribe members that really appreciated her coming in to share all that, by the
yeah.
way.
Yeah, she has a GoFundMe page. I'm going to donate to that.
Yeah.
No, she deserves something.
She, man.
Yeah, help her out.
Yeah.
yeah.
Are we linking that up to something, Ruth? Yeah. Okay. All right. Alex in Orange.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Hey.
So I got a story for you. I was almost scammed. I'm a painting contractor, and I got a lot of texts and phone calls. And I got a text one time, and a guy had bought a house in Fairfield, and he was like, hey, I need to get the whole inside painted. Could you go take a look and give me a price on it, whatnot? I'm like, all right, sure. So something just didn't seem right about it. I looked it up. The house was for sale. I'm like, all right, maybe he bought it and just it went through and it hasn't gotten taken off yet. Call the real estate office. They're like, yeah, still for sale. No one's bought it. I'm like, huh, interesting. So I text the guy back. I'm like, all right, fine. I gave him like a super outrageous price, like, I don't know, $35,000 to paint the inside of the house, which is outrageous. And I told him, like, I'm going to need at least $12,000 up front. He's like, all right. Sent a check. I actually got a check in the mail. I'm like, holy crap. And I'm like, something still doesn't seem right about this. So I didn't go to the bank. I'm like, I just had a bad feeling he could drain my account or something.
Right.
So I went to the Orange police, and they were like, oh, okay, we'll look into this. Took the check, didn't do anything. And come to find out, it was all a scam, and nothing happened of it, but I caught it. And I just listened to all the little red flags and didn't actually cash a check, didn't go through, but I did all the research. I called the real estate agent and this and the other thing.
Yeah,
and
you did the proper
since
steps.
Then I've gotten so many other texts about like similar things. And I'm like, dude, don't even try. This is a scam. And I never
Don't even waste your time on me.
Don't even try.
Yeah, you know. Man, God bless Jackie. She did research, and she was getting money coming her way. She was getting statements. Yeah. I mean, it looked real.
Yeah, yeah, it was really elaborate. Yeah.
Right. Even with the check I got, I did a little research because it was from an LLC, and I researched the LLC, and there was no ownership on it. Oh. It was from Florida, and it was just it was like a shell company. I'm like, holy crap.
Yeah,
this guy actually thought of everything. You couldn't find who owned the company or anything. It was just a shell company. And I'm just glad I caught that because that would have been $12,000 that I would have been out.
That would have been a lot of money. Talking about getting scammed, and tribe members are calling in 203-882-9757. We're doing this in honor of Jackie, who came in and told her story.
Yeah.
So brave. She lost so much.
Yeah.
It was a very elaborate scam.
Really elaborate.
203-882-9757. Art and Aunt Sonia.
Hey, guys, I came up with this plan with my mom. Do you know how the AI can sound just like you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, I told her, anybody ever calls her and says it's me and asks for money, ask a question. Now, you know, we have a plan.
Yes, that only you would know the answer to.
Right. What's your birthday?
Banana.
Right,
right.
What's our first dog's name?
What I catch doing?
Not real.
Yeah.
All those security questions, yeah.
They said to come up even with a code word.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that would help a lot.
Yeah.
Thanks, Art.
Good idea.
Alicia in Oxford.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
So I'll try and keep this Reader's Digest version for you. Okay. So my dad lives out in Illinois, and I live here in Oxford, and I used to work for the police department dispatching. So I've seen a lot of people come in and be scammed. But my dad has timeshares. And for some reason, over the last 2 years, some guy named Justin in Florida has been calling him and has repeatedly scammed him. It's up to $60,000.
Oof.
He needed to take a second mortgage on his house to be able to pay the debt. So I'm at his house a year ago, and this guy calls, and I say, you know, he's screaming and yelling. I said, Dad, give me the phone. It's Justin. I've given my dad the paperwork. He's notified the Illinois state's attorney. We've only notified the Florida state's attorney. Stop calling my father.
Right.
So I'm there again this past summer. The same guy calls my dad. He's screaming and yelling. I think he's literally going to drop and have a heart attack. I've never seen him so angry. But he's engaging with the guy, and he knows. So my dad throws the phone down on the table and walks out. And I said, you know, this is his daughter. Who's this? He said, this is Justin. I said, oh, Justin, you know what? I told you last year that we notified the state's attorney in both cities. And you know what? If you ever call my father again, you're not going to have to worry about them finding you, because I'm going to find you. I'm going to bury you under my chicken coop, and then I'm going to help them look for you.
Wow.
You did a Liam Neeson on him.
You did. Yeah. I have certain skills.
I was so mad.
Not Sean Connery.
Yeah, my dad.
Liam Neeson.
We've talked to him and told him, my brother's a cop. I've worked for the police department. Dad, they know what they're doing. And he just falls for it every time. We've offered to be a second person on his bank account. He gives him his birthday, gives him his phone number after he changes everything, gives him his whole social security.
To accommodate after all this, at some point, it's like, all right, what are we going to do?
Doing it.
How old is he?
There's just, my dad will be, well, he just turned 79 last week.
Yeah, maybe power of attorney or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Change his phone number.
We exactly. can't because he totally changed his number. Oh. That would be a really good idea. But they have everything. And when he changes it all, he gullibly just gives it to him again. There's some people, there's just no way to inform them enough that if, you know, the bank calls me and tells me my debit card's being used, I hang up and call the bank.
Right.
I don't need to give them information. They have it in front of them.
Right.
Yeah. It's a terrible thing that they're doing to people, old, young, and everything in between right now. So thanks for trying to raise awareness to it, at least.
Maybe
help save one person, you know?
Yeah. Well, thanks to Jackie for coming in.
Yes.
Alicia, thank you.
Thanks for your time this morning, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Sherry in Wallingford.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to call quick. I have a neighbor and a friend. She's been being scammed by two different guys. Well, now it's one. For the past 2 years, she's been giving these guys thousands of dollars every month that she had her cable shut off, her phone shut off. She's had everything shut off. She's got nothing. And she's still proceeding to give these guys money, and everybody's tried to talk to her, and she will not wake up.
You can't help people like this.
No.
Yeah, what do you do with something like that? Yeah. You know, you can't help them.
No.
They won't listen.
No.
Yeah.
No, she won't. She tries to protect them, and these guys say they're military men.
Yeah,
I say a lot of different, like the praying with Jackie got me. I'm like, yeah. Oh man, you'll stoop.
That's how low you'll go.
You'll go as low as it takes.
Yep.
Ugh.
Yep. Exactly.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
No, thank you.
I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Hopefully she wakes up one day.
Josh in Litchfield.
How's it going, Chaz and AJ?
Hello. Hey.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning, sir. Glad to hear you, AJ. Anyways, I was one of the scammers. This is back a long time ago. It's an easy scam that I figured out. I was like 17, 18 years old. I worked for a company, a worldwide company that worked for, well, they sold vitamins, protein powders. And I was sitting there one day, and people would be like, you know, buying the products. Then I realized if I kept the receipts, hold on to them for a week, I could pretend to like they returned it. And I can get the cash back, and I just put it in my pocket. And we had to dispose of the, you know, the product. So it was pretty much that's it.
Yeah,
I mean it's an easy scam.
Wow.
But yeah. But,
okay, you were on the other side. You weren't scamming elderly people, though.
No, a company.
That's no, weird. They're all bodybuilders.
It's funny how we hear, hey, you're scamming a company?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
They scam people all the time.
Yeah, I just thought about it. And I was driving home. I was like, oh, no shit.
No poop.
Yeah, easy scam.
No S. Yeah.
I hear you. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, man.
If you ever pay for cash, make sure you keep the receipts because that scam's probably still going on.
Okay.
Oh, that's interesting.
Huh.
What all about, right, guys, hey, thank you, Josh. Appreciate you calling in, man. What about, what was that company? Was it Amway?
Amway, yeah.
Yeah, they had you. It was a pyramid.
Yeah.
Right?
They heard would have about
you,
it, yeah.
You would sign up and you're supposed to sell stuff. But yep. If you get other people to sell stuff, you get a percentage of their sales.
My
or whatever.
Sister got involved in that for a very short period of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a million of them.
It's called Scamway. Right. Yeah.
Scamway.
Scamway. Yeah.
Pyramid scheme.
Yep. We're not in Egypt.
Mushmouth.
Okay, yeah. Somebody hacked into one of my Facebook friends' account, and they sent me a message as her, you know, and saying, oh, I found this wonderful company. We can get some government grants, but you guys got to send us money. Like, if you send us $1,500, we'll get you $50,000. And I was that close to going for it, too.
Yeah. Were you?
Yep. I sent them my... the picture of my my license, and I was just, and then I was like, no, idiot, no, send money to get money. You can't do that.
I don't think you're that stupid.
Yeah, that's right, there. No, you want money?
I think you're calling in just to get on this bit. I think you're scamming us.
No, to get on the air.
You're scamming us.
You're not that stupid.
And you don't have $15,000.
I wish I did.
No, that was $1,500.
Oh, $1,500.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
All right, that I believe.
So, okay, well, they tried, and I went for it.
Yep.
All right, well, you're scamming us right now.
Exactly. Right.
Good job.
We're believing
the story.
You. We're believing you.
We're still on the hook here.
Yes.
And by the way, a real scam story didn't get on because of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But listen, if you send me $1,500 right now.
Get you on tomorrow.
I'll send you $150.
Nice, I'll take it.
All right.
That's $1.50 more than I have.
I want to thank everyone who called in. We didn't get to all the calls. We'll do another follow-up on this maybe next week or something.
But a lot happened with cars, apparently.
Cars.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, as is. Eesh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got into one with investing that I never really talked about. And as she was saying, it's embarrassing to talk about. I'm like, man, I got one.
Too embarrassed.
I've never talked about it on the air.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we'll do another round of this. You know.
Yeah.
Just watch yourself.
It helps, yeah.
It helps.